This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 12, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Somebody at Cessna Aircraft Company has decided to push back against the bashing of business aviation by tabloids and pandering politicians. The company, which owes much of its revenue to the Citation line of business jets, announced a new marketing campaign yesterday to address what it calls misinformation on the business use of general aviation aircraft. CEO Jack Pelton announced, quote, "A business aircraft is a tool of industry and one that should see its highest and best use during times of fiscal crisis," unquote. Cessna's campaign will begin with ads with pro-business themes, encouraging operators to keep flying business aircraft to demonstrate leadership in the face of economic challenge. The attempt to ban home-built aircraft from North Las Vegas Airport in Nevada is no longer just a local issue. The Nevada State Assembly is considering a resolution calling on Congress to allow the airport to ban all home builds from flying there. The controversy erupted last year when a Velocity 173RG crashed into a home during testing in the pattern. The pilot and two residents on the ground died. Lost among all the torches and pitchforks is the fact that the pilot appears to already have been violating existing laws. The NTSB's preliminary report indicates the plane was just over 5 hours into its Phase 1 test period and had operating limitations issued that would not have allowed it to linger in the pattern at North Las Vegas. It wasn't too long ago pilots feared the buyout of XM satellite radio by Sirius would spell the end of the weather product. As it turned out, the sale was completed in November of 2007 and XM Weather stuck around. But now several news organizations are speculating on what will happen between now and Tuesday, when the combined Sirius XM has to come up with $175 million it doesn't have to make a debt payment. Advisors are reportedly preparing a bankruptcy filing, possibly to allow dumping Howard Stern's huge contract expense. Others have speculated that Sirius XM wants to force its recent suitor, EchoStar CEO Charles Ergen, to come to terms quickly on a buyout. If somebody does end up buying Sirius XM off the courthouse steps for pennies on the dollar, would it make sense to cut aviation weather products, which still have significant growth potential? Probably not, but there's no way to know. Congress is ready to take another run at reauthorizing and funding the FAA through 2012. The Federal Times reports that House Resolution 915 is similar to the House reauthorization bill that passed in 2007, but stalled in the Senate. The FAA has been running on temporary extensions since October 1st of 2007. The new bill does add a whistleblower's office to handle incoming tips directly from both FAA employees and private sector sources. The new bill also addresses other criticisms of the FAA, requiring the agency to clarify that its clients are not airlines but passengers, and requiring FAA to notify regulated parties that they do not have any right to choose which FAA employees will conduct inspections. The $70 billion proposal would allocate $16.2 billion for the Airport Improvement Program and $1.3 billion for R&D, including hastening implementation of next-gen air traffic control. Before heading into a subcommittee hearing on the bill yesterday, co-sponsor James Oberstar, a Minnesota Democrat, predicted success for the bill this time. Quote, "We have a new president and a new Congress. This time we'll get the job done," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. There's no pilot like an old pilot. Southwest becomes the latest to test in-flight Wi-Fi. And Alaska sicks the feds on Virgin America. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today we'll hear David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association, explain his answer to reducing the cost of flying for GA pilots. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.